you define a zikr?
Yeah, a zikr is like you could storm of love or a symphony of praise, or it's praising God communally in body, heart, mind, and soul. And you know, the form is an ancient one, sitting in a circle and joined together in a single chant that will shift and change. And the as we sit, we will begin. So we all recite together and move together. And the zikr itself is said to represent the cosmic journey of the soul, both coming into being from the breath of God, and then coming from pre-eternity into the world and becoming embodied, and then you know, coming to recognition of God in the world, and to that state of reality, and then returning back into the eternal state. So it has all this encoded within it. But on the surface, you know, it's simply chanting divine names, names of God that have been revealed in Holy Quran to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, 1400 years ago. Over a period of 23 years, the Quran was revealed. And as it was revealed, it was memorized by his intimates and by his companions. And so all of the names of God that we chant are coming from the Quran. And it is said commonly that God is, you know, represented by 99 names, but or 1,000 names or 3,000 names that are known in the Bible, in the Torah, in the Gospel. So the Islamic tradition is really simply a continuation of the great traditions of the past. It does not see itself as something, you know, outside of that, or really different. And that's how the Prophet himself spoke. And so in the Quran, that's how the Quran itself speaks. The Quran addresses humanity, and it addresses human. So it's an address to humanity, and it says, you know, this is basically the same revelation, but revealed again, because as the human nature needs refreshment, we need renewal. So the message will be renewed over time, and as it has been. And but of course, each time it's renewed, it's not the same thing. God, it says, never does anything twice the same. God never repeats. So even though we think things look the same, they're not the same. And so every revelation that has come has its own unique light and beauty and you know, and knowledge that it bears. So it's really confirming them all, joining the entire fraternity and maternity of, you know, holy beings. So in that way, it's very interesting, too. So because in its own scriptures, it refers to all the other scriptures. It's like the last born child. The firstborn child will not refer, of course, to those maybe who haven't been born, or it might in a very, you know, subtle way. But the last born child comes, and of course it sees all the elders that are already present, so it's going to mention them and honor them and include them. So in that sense, it should be practiced and lived as a completely inclusive tradition and faith. But you know, that's what we're, inshallah, that's what we aim for. So the zikr is a very inclusive form of divine prayer and divine praise. And it said that, as I said, it contains in subtle form the entire cosmic praise And but we will begin in a very simple way, just so that you know, with chanting La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And La ilaha illallah is simply the affirmation of the one reality, you know, that calls itself by so many names. But in the Quranic tradition, one of the names it uses to denote itself is Allah. It's not the only, as I said, there are 99, 1,000, 3,000, but Allah is said to be the name that includes all the others. So La ilaha illallah means there is no other separate reality apart from the one all-inclusive, all-embracive, all-merciful reality. And that's what we affirm, and so that's what we chant. In fact, that's said to be the core of Islam. The whole Islamic tradition is in La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. So we're chanting that. And then we will chant simply Allah, which is calling like God, you know. Allah, Allah, we will chant that. And then Hu, which is said to be the name of essence, the essence of God, Hu, or the breath of God sometimes. It said God breathed into the primordial Adam, who was both Adam and Eve at the time, but Hu into that Adamic form. And that Adamic form became alive and breathing and living and knowing and seeing and praising and loving. So we, you know, we breathe that name, Hu, Hu, Hu. And then we will stand up, as in the resurrection, and then we will circle around and chant the name mostly Hai, Hai, which means the living one. Hai, yeah, Hai, yeah, Hai. And singing at the same time, but it's all very simple. Sounds complex, but... This is the month also of the Prophet's birthday. Birth month. And Sunday, we are celebrating his birthday, and tonight feels definitely like a gate into that. I feel the hospitality, the divine invitation, which we have all responded to tonight, because we never go anywhere without being invited by God, of course. No door is opened without him opening it. And so I feel somehow that it feels like a very special night, and I'm thanking you all for answering the invitation, you know. Our teacher, Noor, our sheikh, would say that God has sent out the royal invitation to the banquet to everyone, you know. So already to receive, let's say if we received an invitation, you know, from the president or the king or the queen, you know, how wonderful we would feel just to get the invitation. So by that he was saying, you know, how exalted is humanity already to have that invitation. And then he said, you know, and some have already answered, some have already come to the table, and others will come, inshallah, many others.